Your Seattle Mariners are the closest they have ever been to the World Series, and the excitement around the city, around the office here, is palpable. Joining me in studio is the guy wearing the heaviest, thickest Mariners hoodie they could find. You can hear him from 5 to 9 a.m. every morning on 570 KVI as the producer of The Morning Ride, Zach Wildfang.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Mike.
Yeah.
Might as well go win the whole thing.
That one's for John and Auburn. So basically, over the holiday season here for Ari being off and me rolling all these best ofs, folks keep saying, you and Zach need to do something, meaning us. And because we work on different times of the day now, so it's not the days of Big Mike versus the world are kind of over, unfortunately. We just
the world won.
Yeah, I think so. Mike fought the world in the world won. But no, I've seen your texts, I've seen your emails. So I thought to close out this last day of Ari's holiday season, we would do at least a segment here together before we get into some other special content you haven't heard before. Zach, let's talk about hot dogs.
Oh, let's. Let us.
So, you know, obviously Mariners fever is in the air, but there's other kinds of fever that you might get. We were talking about Zach's signature issue. I found this article on Como News actually about a week ago. Multiple unpermitted Seattle food vendors shut down over their health violations. And I don't want to say that the health department listens to the Morning Ride that you can listen to every morning from 5 to 9 on KVI, but I'm pretty sure they do.
I'm starting to think they're catching on there, or they at least know a couple of our listeners, because I have had a real pet peeve with the unpermitted food vendors all up and down the Puget Sound. Now, there's two types. I think it's important that we get our definitions straight. Yeah. There's the hot dog carts and the taco stands.
Sure.
They're not the same. They commit the same crime, but they are not the same. The taco stands are probably what you see in more, suburban rural areas. So I live down in Lakewood. They're all up and down there. Mm-hmm. They usually pop up in like a pawn shop parking lot or a gas station parking lot after hours or something like that. And they'll put a pop-up tent. Oftentimes they have what I usually attribute to gyro meat, you know, the meat that goes on one of those spits radiant.
That spins around.
Exactly.
That worn by a light bulb as some dude with like a machete like cuts it off and throws it on a hot dog bun. And
while I don't like these stands because they're usually and almost certainly unpermitted, they at least have an attempt to have some food stuff. You know, they're using food equipment and kitchen utensils, which is a step above the second definition of unpermitted food vendor that I've really seen an uptick in. And this is the one I really have an issue with.
Yeah.
These are the hot dog carts that you'll see at events, sporting arenas, after concerts. And I think to call it a hot dog cart is generous.
Yeah.
At best, would you say, Mike?
Absolutely. Well, and as I litigated with Ari last week, before acknowledging your passion for this, I tasted the tainted meat. Like, I remember coming out of a concert.
The dog of the devil.
Exactly. Well, and the whole reason why we're talking about this is obviously there's Mariners fans, there's Blue Jays fans, Pioneer Square is rotten with people. Soto is overrun with people.
There's a bunch of people just hanging out outside of the stadium regardless if they have a ticket.
So in a way, it's kind of a public service warning / just unchecked rant.
Yeah, reprising a role, but also it's timely. So these hot dog carts are almost exclusively red Harbor Freight tool carts. Not a toolbox, nothing with drawers, just the cart.
Yep.
And in the little tray of the top of the cart, they will slide. They will usually cut a little hole in it so they can slide in one of those butane camp stoves, the single burner that takes a can of butane. Like a glorified Bic lighter. That's what we're using. That's what we're cooking food on. And I use the word cook generously as well. Then they'll put some sort of metal on top. At best, it's a chafing dish. At best, like a cookie sheet. I've seen the picture I see on Como 4 implies it's just a piece of sheet metal.
Yep.
And then on top of this, I guess, burner griddle platform, they will cook kind of hot dogs. Raw meat, uncooked meat, raw vegetables, cooked vegetables, all marinating together. And then they almost never take credit card. They never take any sort of traceable income.
Yep.
And because I speculate that, you know, the food cart's not the only thing that's unpermitted.
There it is. There it is.
There's a lack of documentation in all facets of
in
the
all
hot
cases,
dog cart.
In all instances. Well, I brought this article to your attention, Zach, because we've seen a crackdown recently on taco trucks and taco carts and things like that. But you had thought that perhaps it's the hot dog carts that's remaining unscathed. Not so. According to this article in Como News, according to Public Health, Seattle and King County, 11 unpermitted red carts operating near the stadiums were shut down between 4:30 and 6 for operating without a valid permit and lacking essential facilities such as hand washing stations and water supply. Now, I want to call to the attention on this because it gets into some of the ickier details of some of these things. Three more unpermitted red carts located near the bridge, under the bridge, next to T-Mobile Park, which
under the bridge I know,
which I'm pretty sure that's where I may have bought some unpermitted meat one time. I may have bought one of those
Did
after
they
we got
red
out.
Hot chili peppers on them.
Yes,
under the bridge.
Similar violations including insufficient refrigeration and lack of water and hand washing facilities.
Because there's none. Because it's a tool cart.
Disgusting.
It's just a tool cart. These are harder to catch generally because they're on wheels. They're slippery. You know, hot dog or a taco stand, you're setting up an easy up. You're setting up all this equipment. You got propane tanks. You're still lacking a lot of these essential facilities, but it's easier to go pop one of these things for lacking of a permit because you can't just move. So you can tell one of these hot dog carts, you know, shoo, go on, you can't be doing this, and they'll just go a block down and start selling hot dogs again. There's nothing really stopping them.
It's so literally on wheels.
It's literally on wheels, so I'm glad that finally, hopefully, there's a better crackdown on these sort of things. And if you see something, say something, your county is usually the best place to go. Like Tacoma Pierce County Health Department has a place you can go report this stuff. I referred a listener this morning, actually, to the Snohomish County Health Department. You can go basically file a claim against some of these vendors. And especially if you get sick, you most certainly should go on to the county health department website and report that.
So let me ask you this, because like I've really been thinking about this a lot recently since this has become a passion project of yours. How do I know the difference? Like, let's say I've got a tummy full of Modelo after coming out of a concert and I just need to throw something in my stomach. And this may or may not be a true story, but like I see like all of these carts. In fact, actually, when I took my uncle to go see The Who at Climate Pledge, I was looking, I was like, there's one right there. There's one. There he is. But then I saw other ones that were larger and more elaborate, and I couldn't tell the difference. I'm like, is that one of them? I don't know.
Yeah, the easiest way to look at, and so let's take Seattle King County, for example. Tacoma Pierce County has a very similar system, but there's one of those food safety rating cards in the window, or you can ask, and they should be able to present it. That's the one with the smiley faces on it that tell you, you know, what their food safety rating is. And that's, you know, some sort of documentation, some sort of license from the county that they're operating in. And if they can't present that, they're probably unpermitted.
All right.
And if it's a tool cart with no water, it's unpermitted. You need water. There's your flow chart. Do they have water? If the answer is no, it's not permitted. Done.
Also, support local businesses, the ones that pay taxes, pay for permits, they pay for health inspectors, and they pay the fire chief to come and inspect to make sure all the fire equipment is in order.
It's expensive to live here. It's not going to get cheaper if you support these unpermitted, undocumented food carts.
There it is. Buyer beware. Enjoy the baseball game. Zach from The Morning Ride, you could hear every weekday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. Thanks so much for jumping on with me.
Thanks, Mike. Always a blast.